Thank you for joining the Cincinnati Children's History Tour. We honor our history and pursue our potential together so all kids can pursue theirs. Enjoy the tour. Stop number 3 is the history timeline. You are standing in the Clinical Sciences Pavilion, a 15-story, 445,000-square-foot translational science facility that opened on June 12, 2015. Directly in front of you is a timeline that honors some of our historic accomplishments, starting in the 1930s with the establishment of the Children's Hospital Research Foundation. On the wall, you will see such names as Dr. Joseph Varkany, who studied birth defects, Dr. Marilyn Hughes Gaston, who studied sickle cell disease, Dr. Samuel Rappaport, who improved the existing methods of preserving whole blood, and Dr. Beatrice Lamkin, who made important contributions to the development of new chemotherapy regimens that improved outcomes for children with leukemia. The seeds of research were planted by Dr. A. Graham Mitchell, who came to Cincinnati Children's in 1924 and assembled a research team that included Drs. George Guest, Joseph Varkany, Samuel Rappaport, and Albert Sabin. Dr. Mitchell convinced William Cooper Proctor and the Board of Trustees of the value and necessity of having research associated with the hospital. Proctor agreed and donated $2.5 million to erect a building and endow the Children's Hospital Research Foundation. At the dedication of the new research building on May 20, 1931, Ray Lyman Wilbur, Secretary of the Interior, said, "There is no field that will contribute more to the future economic welfare of this nation than in making studies concerning the protection of children."